Thank you and good morning. A 23-year-old Arcata resident was flown to an out-of-area hospital and remains in critical condition after being struck and hit by a hit-and-run driver on Samoa Boulevard on Monday evening. Arcata police responded to the scene and were told by witnesses that the driver of a pickup truck had hit the pedestrian and fled the scene headed westbound on Highway 255. A short time later, a CHP officer conducted a traffic stop on the Samoa Bridge on a vehicle matching the description of the suspect's truck and identified the driver as 55-year-old Eureka resident Donald Watts. Arcata police responded to that scene and arrested Watts, who was booked into county jail for felony hit-and-run, DUI, and fleeing the scene of a collision. The Board of Supervisors will issue a proclamation at today's meeting honoring Carol Riesch, who has retired as the general manager of the Humboldt Municipal Water District after 19 years on the job. Riesch was a regular visitor to Talk Shop here at KINS News Radio, and her knowledge and expertise on all issues related to water in our county will be sorely missed. The supervisors will also hear a presentation regarding the repurposing of the Multiple Assistance Center in Eureka into a place where homeless in the community can stay while they transition into permanent housing. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills addresses that same issue in the second segment of today's newscast, as the city of Eureka and the county continue to work on addressing the issue of homelessness in the city. The supervisors are also expected to approve a contract with a local contractor for more than $800,000 to rebuild the Salt River Bridge in Ferndale. Also, in response to the oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara, the supervisors will add their voice to the chorus supporting two bills in the state legislature, authored by Santa Barbara State Senator Hannabeth Jackson and a companion bill authored by North Coast Senator Mike McGuire. The bills will close a loophole in state law that allows for the State Lands Commission to grant offshore drilling licenses for gas and oil exploration. Arson investigators from Humboldt Bay Fire and the Sheriff's Office are looking into the cause of a fire that destroyed a pickup truck and a boat parked at a residence in the 300 block of Baquetti Drive in Eureka on Monday morning. The fire destroyed both the truck and the boat, and the suspects also tried to set a nearby wood chipper on fire as well. The fire did not damage the nearby residence, and the fires were started after the suspects placed rags in the gas tanks and then lit the rags. The rag placed in the gas tank of the chipper did not light. No suspects have been identified. There was at least one shot fired, and a man is being treated at an out-of-area hospital for major head injuries following an assault on two men tending a 215-compliant marijuana garden off Highway 36 last week. The two victims, 27 and 28-year-old men, were confronted by at least three assailants wearing masks and carrying firearms at the scene. One victim was hit in the head with the butt of a rifle, a blow that caused severe head injuries. The second said that one of the suspects fired off at least one round. The suspects fled the scene, and the investigation into the incident is ongoing. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka has been working closely with the County Department of Health and Human Services to address the issue of homelessness in the county seat. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has made transiency a prime focus for his department, and in the past 6 weeks, Eureka Police, along with county personnel, have made two major sweeps in the Greenbelt area behind the Bayshore Mall to clean out homeless encampments. Mills said it's the plan to not only address crime, but to help those who want the help as well.
The bottom line on this thing is people have to have somewhere to go if they're willing. We really are still working feverishly on trying to find the right spot. We need to stick with the plan, which is the rapid rehousing, working through the MAC as the triage center. And Director Crandall has done a good job getting that thing ready to go. So July 1, we're going to start flooding people in there. It'll be interesting to see, though, how many people are willing to go to there.
Mills said that the city has been looking at properties where campsites could be set up and controlled, and that the initial focus for the city is helping those who are indeed truly homeless.
Well, the MAC itself will take up to 100, but we're going to start and work our way up to that. So we'll probably start with 30 to 40 people there. You know, we don't really know exactly how many people are out living outside. And when I talk about homeless, I'm talking about truly unsheltered people. Not people couch surfing, not people in hotels, truly unsheltered people.
Mills said that plans to address the issue are taking longer than he hoped, but he thinks the city has developed a plan that will work in the end. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.